And the best advice I can give you is, if I can do it, you can do it. No matter where you are, where you come from. Color doesn't matter, religion doesn't matter, where you grew up doesn't matter, circumstances don't matter. I'm telling you, if you'll make the promise of the future clear for yourself, the things you want, the places you want to go, the things you want to have, the person you want to become, the skills you want, the homes you want, the future you want, the friends you want, all of the values of life that you could possibly want. If you'll make that clear, make those lists, and be serious about it, I promise you it's an easy price to pay. Anybody can pay it.
Choice is a gift. It's always there. You can choose what you focus on, and what you focus on is what you're going to experience. You can focus on things that make you suffer, or you can focus on things that make you grateful.
The mindset has to be destroy any limitation and move forward, move forward, move forward. There is a way. Move forward.
You are where you are because of your feelings. You're not on principles right now. That's not what drives you. You would be a millionaire right now if you stopped going back to bed. Yeah, you got the mentor. Yeah, you got the books. So what? The books can't make you get your butt up. But what can is your principles.
Stress doesn't come from hard work. Stress primarily comes from not taking action over something that you can have some control over.
You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to, oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to. You have to get up and do something, because I think that's really what separates the good from the great. The greats do things when they don't always want to do them.
Pleasure consumes us. Work strengthens us. Let us choose.
Energy is everything when you're thinking about a law of attraction. And you need to be coming from a positive, grateful, abundant feeling in order to start creating more of that. You can't come from a feeling of lack, of scarcity, of not enough, of I don't love myself. If you don't love yourself, you're saying to the world, to the universe, to other people, why would I work with you? Why do I want to connect with you? Why do I want to be in love with you if you don't love yourself? So you got to start shifting that way of thinking, the way of feeling, the way of being in order to really show up energetically around other people. One of my early mentors told me, the world makes room for passionate people. Think about it. If you are slunched over every single day like this, lacking confidence, stressed, anxious, depressed, and you're unable to get out of your own way because you're constantly thinking about how much you don't love yourself. I've been there, I know this feeling. If you're in that state, people aren't attracted to that. They're attracted to someone who is humble yet confident at the same time in their abilities. someone who cares and can look other people in the eye, someone who's got a big heart and opens up and is willing to receive information, not someone who's slouched over and has, you know, a middle finger up to the world. They want people who are open, who are willing, who are down to try things, who are passionate, at least passionate about the thing they care about. And when you show you are passionate about something, people are attracted to energy that is passionate, that is grateful, that is fun, that is loving, that is expressive, that is creative, that is expansive. They're not attracted to people who are closed off and guarded. That is not attractive. That is not sexy in any part of life, in a relationship, health, business. You're not going to attract people from that place. So we're working to reprogram your mind and break the patterns that have been leading your life, because I've been there in so many different areas of my life for many different years that have held me back. And some I've been confident in certain areas, and others I've lacked confidence. And this is a process, and this is a journey, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Everyone has two natures. One wants us to advance, and the other wants to pull us back. The one that we cultivate and concentrate on decides what we are at the end. Both natures are trying to gain control. The will alone decides the issue. A man by one supreme effort of the will may change his whole career and almost accomplish miracles. You may be that man. You can be if you will to be, for will can find a way or make one. I could easily fill a book of cases where men, plodding along in a matter-of-fact way, were all at once aroused, and as if awakening from a slumber, they developed the possibilities within them, and from that time on, were different persons. You alone can decide when the turning point will come. It is a matter of choice, whether we allow our diviner self to control us, or whether we will be controlled by the brute within us. No man has to do anything he does not want to do. He is therefore the director of his life if he wills to be. What we are to do is the result of our training. We are like putty and can be completely controlled by our willpower. Habit is a matter of acquirement. You hear people say, he comes by this or that naturally, a chip off the old block, meaning that he is only doing what his parents did. This is quite often the case, but there is no reason for it. For a person can break a habit just the moment he masters the I will. A man may have been a good-for-nothing all his life up to this very minute, but from this time on he begins to amount to something. Even old men have suddenly changed and accomplished wonders. I lost my opportunity, says one. That may be true, but by sheer force of will, we can find a way to bring us another opportunity. There is no truth in the saying that opportunity knocks at our door, but once in a lifetime. The fact is, opportunity never seeks us. We must seek it. What usually turns out to be one man's opportunity was another man's loss. In this day, one man's brain is matched against another's. It is often the quickness of brain action that determines the result. One man thinks, I will do it, but while he procrastinates, the other goes ahead and does the work. They both have the same opportunity. The one will complain of his lost chance, but it should teach him a lesson, and it will if he is seeking the path that leads to success. Many persons read good books, but say they do not get much good out of them. They do not realize that all any book or any lesson course can do is to awaken them to their possibilities, to stimulate them to use their willpower. You may teach a person from now until doomsday, but that person will only know what he learns himself. You can lead him to the fountain, but you can't make him drink. One of the most beneficial practices I know of is that of looking for the good in everyone and everything, for there is good in all things. We encourage a person by seeing his good qualities, and we also help ourselves by looking for them. We gain their good wishes, a most valuable asset sometimes. We get back what we give out. The time comes when most all of us need encouragement, need buoying up. So form the habit of encouraging others, and you will find it a wonderful tonic for both those encouraged and yourself. for you will get back encouraging and uplifting thoughts. I can think of nothing but lack of health that should interfere with one becoming successful. There is no other handicap that you should not be able to overcome. To overcome a handicap, all that it is necessary to do is to use more determination and grit and will. The man with grit and will may be poor today and wealthy in a few years. Willpower is a better asset than money. Will carry you over chasms of failure if you but give it the chance. The men that have risen to the highest positions have usually had to gain their victories against big odds. Think of the hardships many of our inventors have gone through before they became a success. Usually they have been very much misunderstood by relatives and friends. Very often they did not have the bare necessities of life, yet by sheer determination and resolute courage, they managed to exist somehow until they perfected their inventions, which afterwards greatly helped in bettering the condition of others. Everyone really wants to do something, but there are few that will put forward the needed effort to make the necessary sacrifice to secure it. There's only one way to accomplish anything, and that is to go ahead and do it. A man may accomplish almost anything today if he just sets his heart on doing it and lets nothing interfere with his progress. Obstacles are quickly overcome by the man that sets out to accomplish his heart's desire. The bigger the man, the smaller the obstacle appears. The smaller the man, the greater the obstacle appears. Always look at the advantage you gain by overcoming obstacles, and it will give you the needed courage for their conquest. Do not expect that you will always have easy sailing. Parts of your journey are likely to be rough. Don't let the rough places put you out of commission. Keep on with the journey. Just the way you weather the storm shows what material you are made of. Never sit down and complain of the rough places, but think how nice the pleasant stretches were. View with delight the smooth plains that are in front of you. Do not let a setback stop you. Think of it as a mere incident that has to be overcome before you can reach your goal.